Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Could we see Sal Frelick with the Brewers soon? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Saturday, June 24th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. 5 prospects on the verge of getting the call, and I think Christian Encarnacion Strand might have the record for the longest streak of being on this list, but he remains at the top, followed by...
Certainly this year's record. There have been others who've been longer in the past, unfortunately.
So he is number 1 on the list, and then it's followed by Colton Cowser and Grayson Rodriguez, both from the Orioles, and the two new names to the list, Jonathan Aranda from Tampa Bay and Sal Frelick from the Brewers. Scott, do you think we could see either one of those names with their respective teams soon-ish?
Well, I don't have the most up-to-date numbers for you, but I could tell you at the time I wrote this article, Jonathan Aranda, of the Rays had raised his batting average over about a 2-week span. Jonathan Aranda's batting average went from 267 to 340.
Wow.
So he's been on fire. And you know, his track record in the minors is as a player who hits for average. He also makes very hard contact, doesn't strike out much, walks a ton. Like, seems like somebody who'd be right up the Rays or really any team's alley. And, you know, they're without their starting second baseman right now, Brandon Lau. So I'm a little surprised we haven't already seen Jonathan Aranda yet. He was up for a time last year, so it's not like it's, the situation where they have to clear a spot for him on the 40-man roster. It'll have to happen soon. I mean, he's capable. He's played some third base and first base in the minors too, so there's enough versatility there that they're going to want to get him active, I imagine, with as hot as he is right now. He's 25 years old. What more does he have to accomplish in the minors? Very interesting player there, Jonathan Aranda. Has a raw power, like I said, hits the ball hard, but it hasn't always translated to home runs, though he has 10 this year. Anyway. Sal Frelick, yes, he has been hitting well since returning from a torn ligament in his thumb. It's only been a handful of games, so it may be too soon for the Brewers to make that move, but they could easily make room for him. They're playing Brian Anderson in right field. He's done nothing since early April. They're also playing Luis Arias close to every day. Even if they wanted to keep Anderson in, they can move him to third base and stick Frelick in right. Frelick doesn't have a lot of power, but he is near the top of the scales in both hit tool and speed. And in fact, after getting to AAA last year, he hit 365 in 46 games. So that gives you an idea of what Frelick brings to the table. I think I think he would be of interest in all fantasy leagues, despite that lack of power. One quick note on Christian Encarnacion Strand. I know we've talked about him a lot over the weeks. Every week he's that much closer to getting the majors. We don't know exactly when it'll be. But something that's happened just in the last few days is the Reds designated Will Myers for assignment. So that's one less body to clutter up the corner infield outfield mix and frees up a spot on the 40-man roster. So hopefully that will create an opening for Encarnacion Strand. Hopefully that was the first indication that he's on his way soon.
All right, the five prospects on the periphery. These are names that are doing something of note as of late. And let's start with Ronnie Mauricio with the Mets, Sedane Rafaela, an outfielder with the Red Sox, Connor Phillips, a starting pitcher with the Reds, Dominic Canzone, an outfielder with the Diamondbacks, and Joey Loperfido, a second baseman with the Astros. Scott, any quick notes on this group?
So Ronnie Mauricio is kind of overflow from the previous group. It's really kind of a six on the verge situation because I think Mauricio could be up any day now. The main reason he isn't, I suspect, is because Tommy Pham is heated up in left field for the Mets. But that's the position Mauricio has been playing most recently at AAA. He's a natural shortstop, has also played a lot of second base, and has maintained a batting average well over 300 with some impressive exit velocity readings at AAA. Sedane Rafaela got off to a dreadful start. It looked like maybe he was a one-hit wonder last year emerging as a top prospect, but he's really turned things around recently. Take another look at his numbers if you haven't seen them. Connor Phillips, far and away the minor league leader in strikeouts by a distant margin, another pitcher in the Reds organization. Part of that has to do with the tacky ball they're using in the Southern League. That's probably elevating Connor Phillips' strikeout numbers a bit, but he has a good swing and miss stuff. Suffice it to say, not every pitcher in the Southern League has 15 strikeouts per nine. And then these last two, Dominic Canzone and Joey Loperfido, they are a couple of under-the-radar names who have some really impressive numbers at the upper levels. They're both particularly good at getting on base. So in deeper dynasty leagues, if you want a sneaky pickup, I think both of them would suffice.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.